In our previous year, we had a discussion about Kivrei Tzadikim. The Rambam in Hilchos Ovel, Perug Dalad, Halacha Dalad, says, Yifna Odom Levakar HaKfaros, that even if one is going to visit a base of Kfaros where Tzadikim are buried, where people are buried, he should Chas V'Sholem not open the kever when he's visiting the basic forest. The Rambam says somebody who acts that way is acting with the Darkei HaMoirim. But to stand outside next to the kever is mutter. And on the contrary, the Ratva says that is the minhag of Klal Yisrael, that they go to visit basic forest and be mispalel by the kvorim of their relatives of tzaddikim. And in fact, Barzilai HaGalodi says in Novi Shmuel Beis Perik Yutes Posuk Lamed Ches, he specifically asks, Omis Be'iri, I should die in the city where I live and where my family lives. Because there's a special Hanor to Niftorim when their family come to the Kfarim and daven for the welfare of the Neshama. And in fact, the Tzad, the people who are Niftor, appreciate that very much. And they in return are mispalel in the Olam HaEmes for the Toiva of the people who come to visit them. And therefore, we see that there is a point of davening by the Kivrei Tzadikim. And actually, we find it in the Torah, because we find that Kalei ben Yefuna went to visit the Kfarim of the Avos in Chevron at the Maros HaMachpelah. The Kav HaYosher says, Minig Yofa B'Yisrael, there's an appropriate Minig. Shehoch Mal Kivrei Avos, L'Spal B'Yom Shemes B'Ava V'Imai, that children should go be mispal at the kever of their parents on the yard site. Vafim ena b'mokim kivrei avosav, he says, interestingly, that if they aren't in the place, in the same town, same place, where their parents are buried, so they can't go visit their parents' kvarim, yochel leilach al shah kivrei Yisrael l'spal sham, they should go to different kvarim and daven then. Rashi, Masechta Yevamos, Daf Kuf Chof Beis Amud Aleph, Divrei Maskil Tisli Rigli, says as follows: B'tshuvas Hagoyim Mitzosi Kol Hanach Rigli Damaroi, Hayoyim Shemeis Bei Adam Godel, the yard site of an Adam Godel, Koyvenoi Soy Lchvoidoi, Umidei Shana B'Shana Shkama Shemagia Oisayoyim. When the day of the yard site comes, Miskapsim Tamid Chachamim Mikol Svivav, the Tamid Chachamim who are in the neighborhood of the kever, Uboim Al Kivroi Im Shara Am, the Gedolei Yisrael come with other people, Lahoshiv Yeshivashon. And the Mefarshim go on to explain that when we had a Beis HaMikdash, so the Beis HaMikdash was the attention and the center of all Kedusha. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so the attention and center of Kedusha are by Tzadikim. But the power of Tzadikim is not only while they're alive, even after they're no longer here. Since they were the Makar of Kedusha, they were a source of Kedusha in the world, even after they're no longer with us, that doesn't disappear. And therefore, the Makam, the place where Tzaddikim are buried, is a place which is a Makam Kadosh, and therefore an appropriate place to daven to daven for whatever people need. Of course, interestingly, the Marsham, based on our Gemara, says that one has to be very careful as he approaches the kever of a tzaddik. We find in our Gemara, says the Marsham, that Eliyahu HaNavi did not allow, even Rabbi Noah did not even want to allow Rabbi Noah to approach the kever of Avraham Avinu. The Behetif in Eruchayim, Simon Tuf Kuf Pei Aleph, Sif Kotten Yudzayin, quotes the Maril, who says that one who's mispalled by the kever of a tzaddik is not allowed to daven to the person who's not alive. The pasuk says that we are not allowed to be doirish alamesim. The way you're supposed to daven is that we davening to Hashem that b'schus of this tzaddik, Hashem should listen to our tefillah. The Maram Shik doesn't take this approach. He takes the approach that we're allowed to ask the tzaddik, who's no longer in this world, still, he's in the Olam Emes. And in the Olam Emes, he should daven for us that our tefillah, that we should have what we need. And in fact, the Michas Elazar, the Shas Chus Michas Elazar, Chelik Aleph, Simen Samaches, says not only is there not an Isser in asking that a tzaddik who's no longer in the world should daven on our behalf, he says, mitzvah yesh b'minig zeh, that there is a mitzvah to ask the tzaddikim that they should approach the Kisei HaKavod to ask Hashem to bring geulus v'yeshuas to Klal Yisrael.